The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Now, welcome back to the Business News Hour. If you watched our Facebook Live presentation about an hour or so ago, you saw that we were talking with Phil K. James from Good Milkshake, and he said he is he's a certifiable nerd. So we'll dig into that. And there's something else about you. Welcome back, Phil. Good to have you
here. Hey, it's always great to be here, Michael. Thank you.
So one of the things that I know about you is your name, Phil K. James. Mm-hmm. That's a real thing with you, isn't it?
It's got to be. A couple years ago this happened when I was one of the first people to get on Gmail back in 2004.
Yeah.
And I had ever since then, I've been getting, you know, you just get random emails
sure.
meant for, I mean, you're Michael P.
Right.
Libby, right?
Right.
And so, you know, ever since then, I've been getting, you know, random emails from people all over the world. There's this one guy in particular that I was getting email from for a long, long time because I was on a big email group with just massive amounts of CCs on it. And these were all college professors in New Zealand.
Get out of here.
All right. So I started putting Phil K. James on everything, on, you know, just to sort of get away from that. Anyway, it turns out this poor guy, Phil James, is a professor, Phil James, in New Zealand. He was being invited to barbecues that he wasn't getting the invites for.
And because they were coming to you.
They were coming to me. And finally, after a while, I just had to say, look, you know, you can fly me out there.
I'll come. Yeah.
Let's go have some New Zealand. I've never been to it with probably a lot of lamb involved.
Probably. And good water and beer,
sure,
I think. Yeah.
Sure. I have a cousin in New Zealand. So
do you really?
Yeah.
We should go out there and
let's
do the show from there, man.
Let's do
That'd
it.
Be great fun.
Her husband actually worked for the airline in New Zealand. So maybe I can hook us up with some cheap flights.
We'll Skype in the show.
Yeah.
There it is. All right. The other day. This was really stunning to me because you and I have been talking about video, and I'm such a firm believer in explainer videos on websites and utilizing it with social media so that we have all that information
it's
out there.
It's been huge for your growth.
It has been huge. And one of the things, we were just had Laura Kennard in from Drake yesterday.
And she's great.
She is. She's great. She knows everything about almost everything, and especially networking. And she was talking about the new Zuckerberg Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what are you talking about? And she said, well, they're going to downplay the use of video on Facebook. I said, wait a minute. Phil and I were just talking about using video on Facebook. What
yeah.
are you talking about? And she said, this is what she said. She said, well, Zuckerberg has come to the conclusion that we're just utilizing video as voyeurs.
Mm-hmm.
We're not interacting
mm-hmm.
with it. You know, so we watch it. We might watch it for 4 minutes or 2 minutes or whatever, however long it goes. But we're not interacting. And Zuckerberg is really big on?
Huge interaction.
Yeah.
It's there's probably not a human being on the planet that is more in tuned with the human experience. And that's weird. Isn't it?
I mean, well, yeah,
that guy. And the reason is that's all he does is study human interaction.
And he's got all the analytics mm-hmm. to back it up, too.
And everybody he hires is sort of fits that same mold, too. So, you know, I think about it in terms of, look, Facebook has been trending toward the live thing forever
mm-hmm.
for probably like the last 2.5 years or so since Periscope came on the scene for Twitter.
And what happened with that?
It's still around.
I know.
You can still do it.
I know you can still do it,
yeah.
But it just kind of clunky now.
Well, yeah, it became more a part of the Twitter thing. It's rather than a standalone app, it's more, you know, Twitter plus
right.
Periscope, that sort of thing. But, you know, as far as, you know, Facebook Live goes, Facebook Live is sort of basically took over any other sort of live platform that was out there. There was Meerkat for a while.
Right.
There was, you know, obviously Periscope. You know, YouTube has dabbled in the live game for a while. And Facebook has just put so much money into this platform. And it's worked because people get a comment in real time. They get to see it in real time.
And
they watch
wants.
Us. They people watch YouTube videos to see if you know, nobody ever gets to hear Michael Libby cuss on the air. They want to know if you're gonna absolutely accidentally slip up and say
a bad word,
yeah. right, and or you know, they want to see if your dog jumps up on your lap or something, right?
So, yeah. And it's amazing because this all would make sense that if you're utilizing Facebook Live, but the only other problem with that is that there's interaction at the time. But do those Facebook Live, can you evergreen that stuff? I mean, or does it go away?
No, of course, you can keep it. It stays on your timeline. And as you're watching the video and you make comments, the comments appear like at the time you enter those. So it almost looks like your comments are showing up live. So it's very intentional. They let you, give the thumbs up and the hearts and the wow emojis and all that stuff in real time. And it's just a great platform. I love it.
Yeah. So those of you who are not using Facebook Live, what kinds of tips would you give to any business or individual who maybe has seen this but might be a little fearful to dabble in it?
Sure. Of course, not remembering that this is a radio show and not a...
Visual,
right? Yeah. Okay, I brought in some tools, but obviously, I wasn't really thinking clearly when that happened.
Them.
Okay, basically, I went out and I invested in a couple different things.
Yeah, what?
And okay, I bought a $50 microphone that's a wireless mic that you can plug in directly to your phone, Android or iPhone, and it provides pretty decent quality. Now I'm in here with some audio files in the room here, right? But pretty decent quality. Right, compared to just your mic that you're going to put on your phones, I would recommend getting your audio right. Obviously,
very important.
That's a huge part of it. You see a lot of really poorly, poor videos that are probably good content. They just get lost because there's bad audio
and bad lighting.
The other thing is bad lighting. I went out and purchased this thing. It's called a selfie ring.
What?
And basically what it is just it lights up your face. So when you put a camera up to your face, this was about $10 on Amazon.
And ladies and gentlemen, obviously we're doing radio here, but we're going to have photographs of Phil. We might even do a real short video of Phil explaining what this stuff is, and we'll post it up on our Facebook page so
right.
you can see
and,
that.
And I've got a selfie stick that I bought for $4.95 at Walmart. And basically, you hook your phone up to it, and you can walk around from a distance. It kind of steadies it for you a little bit,
mm-hmm.
Allows you to center it a little in a way that your arm can't necessarily do it. So it's getting those things set up in a way. These are the technical side, right? The other side of it is the content, obviously. Right.
All right. So let's go back here for just a second. So you've got a selfie stick. You've got a light. I've never seen one of those before.
Mm-hmm.
And then a microphone. Is that a clip on then?
Yeah, it's just a clip on.
Right.
And it's only one directional. So it's not like I can have an interview,
But if you're doing this for, why do you need that?
Well, I do have a two-directional one, but it's wired, so
it's not quite as nice. So all of these things, how much do you spend on all this stuff?
I think total it was, $55-$60.
So for maybe $60, somebody can go out there, a small business that wants to get into, live video mm-hmm. or canned video or however you want to do this, and you can do it and do it well. Do it almost immediately. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Not a big investment. All right. So let's talk about content.
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously you have to have a good idea for what you're talking about. For most people, it's just talking about what you love. And you got to find that one thing in there that either entertains, delights, or educates. Those are the three sort of, main forces behind what makes a good video. And that means if you have something to say, something that you're an expert in, go out and talk about that. It doesn't have to be entertaining as long as it provides value to people and you're not just blabbering on about something you don't really know about. The next one is entertaining. Obviously, you know that I love to dance for my videos.
Right.
No, I don't. But let's say that if I don't know, I'm trying to think about entertaining things.
Oh,
or
well.
I don't have a bunch of dogs in my house to jump up on my lap, you know, the great content from the Libby household. But like, okay, so if I have that entertaining side of it, so singers, obviously, something that I'm gonna sit there, I'm gonna watch a dog running across a yard, you know, that kind of stuff that's gonna capture your attention for more than 10 seconds because that's all that people really have. And then finally, just something that is either emotional, funny, can really spark that emotion. And those are the three sort of main elements to almost any content.
So if you're a pencil pusher CPA,
you can do it.
You can do it.
Absolutely.
You can still do it.
I would love to watch. In fact, there's somebody out there listening. There's got to be that is a CPA that has never done a Facebook Live. Right now, I'm looking to do my taxes. Now, I have a CPA, but I'm going to approach my CPA, you know, tomorrow. And I'm going to say, I want to do a Facebook Live with you. And I want you to talk to me about five or six things that I need to look at this year because the taxes are changed.
Right.
So it might seem like a boring topic, but to a business owner, I'd watch that.
Sure.
I'd spend 60 seconds, minute and a half, you know, to get a couple of tips from a CPA. It's cool.
A couple of things I wanted to share with you that happened just recently. All right. So the other day, and we do some social media work for some of our clients, all in various places all over the United States. And we saw one of them happens to be a pet food company. Mm. So somebody had posted this 16-second video of a little Yorkie walking. And I don't know if you saw this or not. This is really great. It said, every tiny dog... Every dog video should have accompanying music to it. And they had this little Yorkie, 16 seconds, that's all it was, and just how they walk, you know, very quick steps. And then they had music in the background that matched the paw hits, you know, for 16 seconds. That was shared over 8,000 times.
Yeah.
In less than 24 hours.
Sure. Like probably 5 million views or something
it's
like
crazy.
That. Isn't
just,
that crazy?
Just crazy. Then last night was caucus night, of course. Mm-hmm. And so I was at a caucus location, and so I got the crowd. I said, okay, look, we're going to do a quick 30-second video about everybody here, but I need you to be kind of excited about that. And so I 3, 2, 1, bang, and everybody's screaming and hollering and talking, you know, and just really energized. And so we panned the crowd, ran up and down, and focused on a couple of people, shut it down, shared that. And we put it on Twitter, also on Facebook. But the number of views on Twitter from the hashtags and the hey, by the way, you guys,
it's
amazing.
That's incredible.
Isn't it
a world?
It's just quick, you know. Anyway, it doesn't take a lot to do this.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. People just get so overwhelmed with the idea. And obviously, it's easy for us to say because we've done it. We've sort of seen how these things work in real time, and we understand how to grow these things. We've done it for a while. But, you know, it just takes a couple of things. It just takes a couple of tries, doing it a couple times in a row.
And get comfortable in your skin.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we had tickled the idea of chatbots.
Yes. How about
what's a chat? What are you talking about?
Well, it's really what it is messenger marketing. Okay. And so Facebook Messenger has 1.2 billion active monthly users. So when you talk about, you know, social media presence or any sort of website sort of thing, it's 1.2 billion. Did I say million? Billion.
Billion, yeah.
Okay. It's a ridiculous amount of people that are on it. I mean, as I'm sitting here, my phone is buzzing at me, right? Mm-hmm. With you know, that's not my wife. That was a friend of mine that was contacting me on Facebook Messenger. So
the
point is that about a year and a half ago, Facebook opened up the platform to place ads into the Facebook Messenger platform. Now, it occasionally happens. You get a couple ads in there that show up, right? But this doesn't really have anything to do with ads. This has to do with subscriptions. So basically, every Facebook page has a Messenger platform.
Correct.
Okay. Now, in Facebook Messenger, what it allows you to do is I go from my personal Messenger page. And I can type in, you know, Insight on Business, the NewsHour, and I can message your company
page,
and you can interact with me that way. And what the Messenger bots do, when they say the word bot, I say it loosely. Basically, what it allows you to do is, me as a customer, I can go and subscribe to that person's Messenger bot, and it will, for until I unsubscribe, that person, that business owner, can message me. They can send me a message from a Messenger platform, and basically what that allows me to do is, it's almost...
You can then mark it as the... Yeah.
It's immediate. I mean, it's really quite incredible. I'm just going to use Gusto Pizza, one of my clients, and I was hanging out there today at their headquarters, right over here on Ingersoll, right. And I'm talking to them, and they have 900 people that subscribe to their Messenger bot. They have this thing called the Road to the Best Gusto,
right?
Where every year they kind of a takeoff of the Final Four, the mm-hmm. NCAA tournament,
sure.
Sort of
and
thing, where
people
submit their pizzas, mm-hmm. their favorite pizzas, and then they square off against each other until they get
out
to the Final yeah. Four, yeah. and then they have yeah. the champion, right?
Right?
Well, it usually takes them a couple weeks to get this thing up and rolling, right? To get like the lots of people up there, you know, rocking in this thing. And basically what they did was they had we just sent a message off via this chat bot, this Messenger bot that we created for them. And it took them within an hour, they had 40 people that had signed up to list their own pizzas. I don't know. I haven't looked at it lately, but within 1 hour, and it usually takes them to get 150 submissions or so. It takes them about a month.
So this is an opt-in opportunity,
yes.
correct? So mm-hmm. me as the consumer, I have to opt in. How mm-hmm. do you get people to opt in to your Messenger bot?
Well, the Messenger bot itself has a couple different things that they can do to opt people in. Number one is, let's say if I comment on a Facebook post, right? That page automatically sends them. I can set it up so that I can have the page automatically send them a message that goes directly to their Messenger inbox, right? And from there, they have the opportunity to subscribe or unsubscribe, right?
Got it.
Okay.
So they can opt in.
Yes, they opt in at that point. And then, you know, sometimes there's a contest involved. Sometimes there's a coupon involved, that sort of thing, that sort of incentivize them but I'm telling you that I've seen people from fitness clubs, you know, go from 0 to 20 leads a month. Just from this sort of thing. It's
wow.
incredible. Chiropractors, dentists. I mean, this really feels to me like the internet in 1999 was.
And you're excited about this.
I'm hyped about it, and I wish I had more time to talk about it, but I know we
wow.
don't.
Wow. Messenger bots, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have all of this up on our radio blog. Thanks, Phil.
Hey.
Always entertaining, informative, and fun. Good to have you
this
along.
This is the highlight of my week.
Wow, that's yeah. pretty cool. All right, we've got to clear on out of here because it's almost 6 o'clock, and at that time of the day, they just kick us out of the studio because we got to go. That's the way it rules around here. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the News Hour, Phil James from Good Milkshake. Before that, we had the Block Advisors in talking about taxes with Bob Saylor. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood, he's the brand manager for the radio station. Jimmy Olsen is the voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour. Jeff Delvaux, who's he? He's the big boss. He's the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. Music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful Tuesday evening, would you please? We'll be back tomorrow, God willing, at 5. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.